Episode 24.
Hey everybody, welcome to Into the 99, where we have 99 cards because Commander's number one. I'm one of your hosts, Sherman.
I'm Hope.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Brian.
Today's topic, though, is something that's really close to my heart. I love doing this in every single game.
And then I backstab you.
I don't. Same.
We're talking about politics here. I love politics. I use politics in every game. Sometimes I'll go crazy. Sometimes it'll be very, very light. But I always have some sort of politics going on. And I know people are like, oh, I love politics. I don't care about politics. Yada, yada, yada.
Well, what is politics in Commander? Go over that.
Yeah. So let's talk about that, okay? So why are
politics... You scratch my back, I scratch yours?
Sometimes. Sometimes. Not always.
You scratch my back, then I'm going to kill
you on
your
yours.
Next turn.
But that's the thing. People always think politics is always about making deals, but it's not, okay? And that's the thing I want to point out as well when we get to it. But let's first talk about why politics are so important in Commander, okay? First off, it's not a one versus one game. Okay.
Yeah.
When it's 1v1,
there's one target and it's you.
Yeah, you can't go to your opponent and be like, hey, so that big creature, can you not attack me just for like, you know, three turns?
Yeah.
You know, and I want you to do this. No.
You know what? Here's the thing though, is sometimes, I mean, not in a typical 1v1 format, but Daniel and I definitely do that. When we play 1v1, I'll be like, you know what? You get three turns.
You're on the clock.
Up. Yeah.
But that's for fun,
You have suspend on this attack.
Yeah. But like normally though, you don't have that. Like your goal is just to kill the opponent. Who cares, right?
That's my goal in every game. I mean politics.
I mean mood.
Yeah. But like in EDH, when we play with at least like four players normally, okay, you're not just the one single target. There are three other targets.
Yeah.
Right? So it makes a huge difference that you bring in politics. Okay, so if something doesn't go well, you try to convince someone else to do something, or you try to change the situation to like your advantage, except on and on and on.
Like, we're gonna work together. This person's a bigger issue for the table. I'll destroy this card so that everybody else at the table is happy. Maybe they'll remember that. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if you don't target target my stuff, I have this card that you can choose a target for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, let me show you.
I love those ones.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Choose that one and that one and that one.
Or
yeah.
You can be me and I just randomly show people cards from my hand.
I show you every second card.
You like that?
Yeah.
I did that yesterday. Brian, I showed him every second card in my hand. Just to really, really flex on him.
All of my politics is a threat of force in every game.
Yeah, that's true. It's just, you don't want to do that.
Are you sure that's a bad choice?
If you do that, I'll kill you.
That is my line.
If we're playing a drinking game and you said that every time,
we'd all
be drunk.
Yeah, you had to drink every time Daniel said, if you do that, I'll kill you next turn.
I'm going to Doom Blade your Land of War Elf.
If you do it,
I will kill you. You have no board state. It's turn two.
I'd be dead. So
I'll remember that you fired the first shot.
Yeah.
But we have to bolt the bird.
Bolt the bird. That's a totally different thing. You don't need to blade the bird, though.
Blade the bird?
Whole chair.
So how about we just the bird?
Oh my god.
And then we rotisserie it with a bolt.
I didn't realize that this was a very heavy metal podcast.
Mm-hmm.
If Bleed the Bird isn't like a screamo hardcore band,
yeah.
Come on.
There is
playing at a local bar near you.
Yeah, playing at Denny's.
There is a band called Birds of Paradise back in the day, but they did more like, they definitely weren't heavy
metal.
That
sounds like ABBA style.
It was actually kind
love
of.
Love that.
But anyways, so let's go on with the topic here, okay? So, things that can be viewed as politics in a game, okay? First one, like we've all mentioned before, is making a deal.
Wheel it and deal it, my friend.
Yep. So, you see a threat, you want to remove it, you talk to other people.
Maybe you don't have a way to remove it, so that's why you're kind of working with other people to see if they'll do it for you.
Yeah.
Like, waste their cards.
Yeah.
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 If they're in red,
Well, that's the thing. It's like if you get them to waste their cards, they're not going to.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't even always have to be that way, too. You just might not have the answer at the moment, and someone can be going off, you know?
But it's twofold, you know, because if somebody's going off and, like, you have an opponent that you can work with to get them to, like, burn their destruction.
Yeah, it's true.
On somebody else. Like, not only are they helping you and helping themselves and halting that player that's going off, but also, you know, that because of the format, they're not going to use that card on you.
Well, you could also just be in, like, a Krenko deck, have goblins. Brian can have a moat out so no creatures of the flying can't attack. And there's not really a solution, like you're trying to draw to a chaos warp.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Hilarious. Or Perforos.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Perforos.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, like, with making deals, though, there's, when, the way we're talking about it, there's two ways to do the deal, okay? Either there's a threat out there, okay? It might not be a threat to everyone else, but it might be a threat just for you. Or you are the threat, and you're the one that's in power, and you're trying to convince someone, it's like, hey, if we partner up, like, hey, Daniel, you and me, like,
I don't believe this.
What?
This isn't a believable scenario.
No, it's not.
Okay, so Daniel's the one that's in power. It's like, yeah. Daniel looks at me. It's like, yo, Sherman, what? You're like, let's make a deal. Because, you know, it's arch enemy right now.
Come, my friends. Second place isn't so bad.
Be my minion.
I don't mind being someone's minion. I enjoy it. I don't care. Because they still, like, the thing when you say that you're a minion, people still don't target you. They still target the person that's in the lead.
That's true.
Right? So I'm always for
He's the tyrant. I'm just following orders.
Exactly.
Please, no.
My way of politicking is I throw a little salt and hope people feel pity.
I don't. Whenever I see
you. I never do when it comes to you.
Whenever I see you showing salt, I'm like, I love him.
Yeah.
You should kill more of his stuff.
I'm like, that's not good sportsmanship. I would kill him.
Pretty sure that was 3 out of 4 games yesterday.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you just
put in the plays.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'd be like that, bro. Make the rules.
But that's 100%
of the time.
But that's the thing. That's like all about making deals, right? You know, it's like, hey, you do this for me and I do this for you and everything. It, like, you're trying to convince someone to be an ally in a sense.
Or do this for me, I don't kill you this turn.
Yeah. So it's like a non-aggression treaty.
Yes.
So
that's a good way of putting
Geneva.
It.
Yeah, Geneva. But that's how it is, okay? That's what, and that's just the, like, making deals part that we're talking about, okay? Everybody makes deals. If you don't want something one of your things touched on the board state, okay? Then it's just like, well, you know, like, how about if I redirect it or I target this other thing that's a threat to you? I know it's a threat to you, so I'll get rid of it if you promise to not attack me or destroy my stuff and anything. Let's just pick on this one person, et cetera, et cetera. That's how it always works.
That's called bullying.
No,
it
I just
is not
I,
bullying.
I just respond, I dare you.
And I always go for it. I always
It shockingly works on a lot of people. When you play a bunch of strong decks and then you just say, I'll kill you next turn. A lot of people, it doesn't even matter the board state I have. They're like, all right, he might be.
Well, that was what, like, with our game yesterday with Connor. I have 180 life. I'm going to swing at you with my 4 flying fairies and deal 10 damage to you.
Connor has 180 life with Rings of Bright Hearth, Aetherflux Reservoir. Like, a lot. Connor was the nuclear threat, and Brian's like, I'll swing at you. And Connor's like,
I respect it. I respected the soul. But for me, like, whenever you say, like, you don't want to do that, I'll kill you or whatever. I literally will just like, look, I'm going to do it anyway. Like, I
always like, test people when it comes to like threats like that.
You can't scare me.
Yeah. You know what actually goes through my head?
You can't tell me what to do.
Barney from How I Met Your Mother goes through my head. Challenge accepted.
Yes.
That's 100%. It's like when you're a little kid and you're told no, that just makes you want to do it so much more. I'm like, well, now I have to touch the hot plate.
Don't touch that stove. Lick it.
Yeah. I'm like,
don't promote that.
I should put my face on it.
One up it.
So, yeah.
Don't touch this with your hand. My face it is.
Done.
Yeah. Oh, wait. So, like, that's one of the things, okay? Making deals is one thing. We all make deals. We're going to move on here real quickly, okay? The next thing here is pointing out threats. Okay, pointing out threats is a huge political move. Whether you're saying like, hey, look at that card, that's really expensive. Oh, the person played Soul Ring on turn one. Or, hey, that Ulamog just came out, we got to deal with it.
Well, or also, like, they put out a card that I know can combo, like, that card threat right now, but...
But later on, you never know.
I hate it when you point out, like, a threat.
Yeah.
And then the person blows up something from you, and you're just like, but what about this?
Yeah, threat assessment, people!
Well, we've talked about it before, though. Threat assessment for you isn't the same as everyone else.
That's true. It's very, very true. So
just because you're trying, but, like, a good example is, actually, is that if somebody, like, pops in Ashnod in recursion deck or anything like that. So if I have a sack outlet, it's not necessarily, like, super strong on its own, but, like, being able to sack and get mana, do it in a circle, is pretty nasty.
And that's the thing, like, if you see a card like that, like, Ashnod's Altar I put here as an example, because we all know how powerful it is, how many times you can go off on it, how you can go infinite combo or get infinite mana or all sorts of things, okay? So whenever someone drops it down, it's like, you know, if you're playing against other people that don't see it often or don't know what it does because they're beginners, you start saying like, oh, but Astral's Ultra can do this and this and this and this and this. All sorts of things, all right? And that makes a huge difference because then you get people to think and consider, hey, like if there's so many things that this card can combo off, what happens?
What are the chances that they're not going to do that?
Yeah.
You know, like, and no, what happens if they get that other combo piece? They just start going off on me.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like if you see a powerful card like that, it's just like, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, they're never going to combo off. Yeah. Come on. Seriously. It's like a planeswalker that can ultimate. No, you're going to go after it before it can ultimate.
Disagree. I often don't ult.
Yeah, but you are the special case.
I am.
No, I've heard that so many times.
You watched me yesterday.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to say names, but I never ult my guy. Two turns later, I'm ulting my guy. What?
Yeah. I always ult mine. I don't care. So,
well, same here.
A lot of the time I don't. It just depends what it is. Like,
yeah, it depends.
My greatest example of this is 3-cost Sarkon.
Hope just calls every Sarkon Daddy Sarkon.
True. Yeah. That's true. So I don't know what they're called. Ooh, except for the Mad. But anyways, so it's the 3-cost, 2 red, 1 colorless.
Yeah.
I just use...
That's fair.
Well, just, who did you have out yesterday?
Gideon Blackblade.
Yeah, so she was just using it to bump up her guys.
I just either give Vigilance, Lifelink.
Oh, yeah.
I was just plus one, and that's all I was going to do.
She could have blown up something, didn't she? But so I refused I'll give her that.
Yeah. I am a woman.
But that's the thing, though. The majority of people, though, like, let's say...
Are liars.
Yeah, that's true.
yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Like, I am one of them.
Oh. Yeah. But it's like, Brian, you know, I don't know why you always attack me. Also, Brian.
Jeez.
I'm a liar.
Maybe. Yeah,
that's why. Maybe. That's backstabber.
That's why I don't trust like that.
It's like... Oh. But, like, let's go back, you know, once again, pointing out threats, okay? Sorry. When you're pointing out threats, you know, it could be anything. Like, you know, just mention, like, what the card can do, what, like, it can come off with. Be reasonable, though. Yeah. Like, if there's a card that it can combo off with, but it's not in the colors, you're just going to look like a jerk.
I mean, you know, unless somebody doesn't know what the card is.
Yeah, that's true. But still, overall, though, pointing out certain cards when they come into play or whatever, or you know where the combo pieces, it's a huge thing that redirects everyone to that one card or to that one person. So, like, yesterday we were playing, the one person, all he needed was a Sensei's Divining Top to top deck and just burn through their whole deck. And we all know this. So, the moment they search for it, we don't even give them a chance to cast it. Okay, we counter the tutor just so it's harder for him to get the Graveyard Recursion because we know he has Graveyard Recursion as well. So we're just like, okay, normally you tutor the spell. When someone tutors, you don't counter the tutor, you counter the spell. But in this case, we're just like, no, it's too risky. We all know this is the one piece he needs to just win the game. So we just kept on going after him. And we were all in agreement that once he's gone, we can go on. Yeah. So, and that's how, like, it happens, okay? You point out something, you have everyone consider how big a threat it is. And if it's a big enough threat, everyone goes after them.
I'm surprised people in that game actually.
Oh yeah, because none of us wanted to lose, and it's just like he already had like what was it, Ethereum Sculptor out, so all artifacts cost one less, and Sensei Divine Top would be cast for free, right? Mm. So if he can, if he's casting from the top of his deck constantly, all right, he's just Sensei Divine Top, tap it, you know, switch it up, so Sensei Divine Top goes on top of the library. He casts the Sensei Divining Top for free from top and just keeps on doing that. He goes through the whole deck, right?
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
And then
brutal.
He just storms off. So it's like, okay, we cannot give him the chance to do that. And that's why we're countering the tutor as opposed to the actual spell.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and that's an interesting instance of using politics to your advantage because, like, exactly, typically you're not going to counter.
Yeah.
So.
Let them waste the tutor and then burn the spell.
Yeah.
Or that's make what them, you like, normally would dump do. Their hand.
Yeah. So, and.
Wheel of Deal.
Yeah. But once again, we did this just because we knew he had Graveyard Recursion, just to get back to top, because that was the one key. So we're just like, we're not going to risk it. We're just going to counter the tutor. So it's hard for him to dig through the library.
I feel that. Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. Another thing is to point out targets for certain things that your opponents have. So this is especially true for land destruction, like strip mines, okay? If someone has a reliquary tower, you know that they're going to be drawing a lot of cards, they're going to have a lot of cards in their hand, and that's what they're banking on, okay? So, if someone has a strip mine, or a ghost quarter, or a field of ruin, or something along those lines...
Destroy their reliquary tower, make them discard?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, Gracie.
Hilarious. But
it's a smart move. It is a smart move. Yeah.
It is a proper move, right?
Still doesn't make it any less greedy.
Well, yeah. But like
says the king of Greece.
Bacon grease. Ooh, bacon. Man, why did I... I should have grabbed more.
I was going to say, stop bringing it up. I haven't eaten breakfast.
So, like, when it comes down to, like, especially reliquary tower, come to think of it, okay? Because a lot of people that do stuff like that, okay, they only have the reliquary tower that they're trying to fish for because they don't have anything else to keep their maximum hand size, like, infinite, right?
Yeah.
So whenever you see that, just go for it. Just strip mine it, ghost quarter it, whatever. Just get it off the field. And, like, when you have other people's resources that you know they have stuff like that, have them use it, okay? Have them go after the Maze of If or whatever. And then, like, they'll have to figure out how to strike a deal with that other person that has a strip mine. So if I have, like, a Maze of If, and Brian, you convince Hope to use their strip mine against my Maze of If, okay? I have to be like, Hope, okay, I promise to use my Maze of If. If someone attacks you, and I will, you know, use it so that they don't, like, I'll take it out of combat.
You need to use it every time someone attacks her.
Yeah, exactly, right? But at the same time, that's a detriment to me, because then I'm having no resources to prevent the attacking to me, right? So yeah. It's a give and take kind of scenario. So.
I would just kill it. But I'm also the kind of person that would destroy a swamp.
Very true.
So.
Very true, because it's the one swamp. It's the only source. Brian, I know.
All these examples keep happening every
they
Friday.
They really do. They really do. Hey, you only have that one black source? I'm just going to take your land.
You play a lot of salt cards, so people play them back
at you. We've discussed this.
So, it happens. You make yourself the target.
Well, maybe the next point will help you out, Brian. In the next part of politics, allowing yourself to stay low a little bit, okay? So stay out of the picture. All right. If you were the target constantly, okay, just like sandbag or like, you know, pull back a little bit and make it shown that you are not the big threat anymore. Someone else is a big threat and they have to refocus their resources on that other person. Okay. So if like, let's say like I was the arch enemy. Okay. And all three of you were just hitting me hard. My life total was going lower and lower. I can start sandbagging, holding back cards and be like, okay, I'm out of resources. I can't deal with this. And then I let someone else take the lead. Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully eventually, okay, since I have no resources and I'm not putting out stuff, people will switch their focus onto the next biggest threat. And hopefully I can rebuild from there. Okay.
This is a foreign concept to me.
Yeah.
That's because
it doesn't matter how many people board wipe me. I'm always going for place number one.
You always do. I understand that.
I stand down in my body.
If you're not number one, you're last.
If you're not first, you're last.
Yeah, there you go.
Doesn't even make sense. You'd be second, third.
Everyone else can be. So, but like for the majority of us that cannot spend $4,000 on land. So,
in fairness, it's Commander. You only have to spend it once. Then you have it across every deck you want.
That's true. It's true.
Proxies.
I still don't have that much money.
No, you can switch it out all you want. If you buy one underground C, you have an underground C for every blue-black deck you make. It just takes you a few seconds to put it in.
That's true. Switch it up with whatever. So you can
Shocking concept. We don't need to buy a card for every deck. I do, and lots of people do. You don't need to.
I must have a Teferi's Protection in every single white deck I have.
You don't need 30 Cyclonic Rifts, bro.
No. That's the wrong card for it. It's Seaborn Muse.
It's Seedborn Muse, it's Rhystic Study, Cyclonic Rift.
Smothering Ties.
Yeah, I think Brian owns all of them. Brian has stock in Smothering Ties.
This Wheel of Sun and Moon, which is I bought every single one I found.
You literally did! What? You went around to the whole city.
What a cool card, though. Like, it was cool to see it in play. That was.
I only ever had two cards in it.
Okay, so Leyline of the Void. I'm going to start playing that more along with Rest in Peace.
But they don't go to the grave.
Oh, son of a...
I was going to say, if you start playing Leyline of the Void, we are no longer friends.
Why?
Hope plays from the graveyard in every deck.
No, I don't. Just in a lot.
Every deck.
It is a resort, so hey, why not, right?
Not when they don't go in there. I feel like we should move on to that next topic.
Okay. The next topic is bluffing.
Oh, I live for this.
Bluffing is the best thing ever. Like, I do this a lot. So basically, the most common bluff you'll see is leaving mana up for a possible counterspell. Okay. Most common one is, yes, like Hope said, 2 blue. Of course, if you're me, it doesn't matter because I find counterspells in every single color. So
I also like to leave up like 1 to.
Oh, for Teferi's protection.
Or the swords.
Yeah.
Or swords. Yeah. Or Path to Exile.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I know that the consensus is that you want to use up as much mana as you can on your turn, so you're not wasting resistance. I totally understand that.
But if you have a mana sink also, yeah, that's a good option. Or if you feel like you're being targeted, it's again, like, I don't think it's a waste if it's directing attention elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's the reason
why... That's still part of a strategy.
Yeah. And that's the reason why mana sinks are really important, and flash is so important. Like,
yeah,
that's
flash, if you knew how to use it.
Yeah, flash is the thing where you play on other people's turns.
You did okay.
I did better yesterday.
It's the first time, literally, I looked at Brian after the game, and I was like, are you going to play something not on your
I'm going to make a deck for you, Brian. Going to be Wrath.
What's that?
Wrath Capuchin.
Yeah, it's historic thing. Historic spells you cast have flash. You should, and he himself has flash. You should literally, in that deck, never cast anything on your own turn if you don't have.
Fun.
I'll play it wrong.
He's like, sorcery speed? That was me yesterday, though. I can't remember what I played. Like, I will play this at. And it had flash, but I'm like, but I need it. It was, what was it? It was
Intervention?
No. Creatures get +2/+.
Dictate of Heliod.
Something along those lines.
Is it an enchantment with flash and
maybe
white?
Yeah, regardless, obviously.
Oh, creatures got +2/+.
Yeah, but I needed. But anyways, I know how to do it.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, flash is so strong just because, like, you can leave your mana up and...
That way it looks like you are bluffing.
Yeah, because, that's the thing. People don't know what you have.
Yeah, people don't, especially when you drop in the ley line, because people don't know if it's up. Yeah. Or counter spells, or if it's just up because you're not bothering to, you don't have to. Like, so it puts you in like a little bit of a.
Yeah, like yesterday, I played my Locust God deck, and I had Dream Halls up, and I
what's that?
So Dream Halls is a reserveless card for blue enchantment. Okay, it's a 3 blue, and when you want to cast a spell, if you can discard a card if it shares a color with a card that you want to cast. And you can cast it for without paying its mana cost, basically. So I can discard an Opt, okay, and cast Consecrated Sphinx, right? Or Omniscience, you know, anything like that, right? So, and I kept on, it was difficult to keep it on the board, in a sense, because I had to convince people that this is going to be a fun card. It's going to speed up the game. Mostly for me, but
yeah,
not
I was gonna
for
say,
them.
It's okay. Going to be fun. I'm going to win.
Yeah. And one of the players there, they had the commander with...
Sounds like some bang.
Yeah. One of the players there had a card with the commander for the Madness deck.
Oh.
Where you discard... Yeah.
Anya?
Yeah.
Nope.
Or not Anya.
Angie.
Okay. So I was like, yo, you're going to love this. Okay. It's going to speed you up so much because I'm trying to be like, you're going to love this card so much, you don't want to touch it, you don't want to go near it, you want me to be your ally because you can discard stuff constantly for and cast a madness cost and you're still happy, you can draw like crazy. So I'm trying to work already on getting an ally and I have to worry about the other two later on and I don't care. But the moment I had Dream Halls out and I'm playing Locust God, so I'm drawing like crazy, people couldn't stop me because it's like, oh look, every single card in my hand is basically a Force of Will or a Misdirect or something along those lines. And I just like, I don't care anymore. Here's a, you know. So, and that's where it comes in to the bluffing. It's like, you never know what's going to happen with Flash or Dream Halls or anything like that. When you have mana up, you don't know what someone else is going to do. You don't know if they're going to put in a mana sink or if they're going to counter something. So it's really, really, really fun to try to work around that. I know some people are like, don't like that. But that also works into your favor because you're like, okay, let's try to bait out the counter spell. Okay.
Master
bait. But like baiting is another thing that a lot of people don't do in Commander, because it requires resources. Once again, you're asking someone to sacrifice a resource.
I was gonna yell, "I do." I had to. we're all sitting over here making stupid gestures,
making eyes at each other.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep a straight face here, as hard as it is.
But, I wasn't.
Yeah, but like when it comes down to it, all right. You need to get someone to sacrifice a resource, okay? And it's not just any resource. It has to be a really strong spell where the person needs to counter it. They have no choice, right? So you're trying to literally bait out to counter spell. And it's really, really difficult to convince people to
Torment of Hailfire for 14. Response?
I cast a Harrow. Harrow. White spell. Cost one single white. Okay, all damage that is dealt by a source or a spell, deals no damage and you gain life for that instead. So if you do a Torment of Hellfire for 14 with three other players, I'm fine with that. Everyone's just going to say, I'm going to take 3 damage, and then you gain all of that life.
Gross. True.
What? It's fantastic.
I never take the damage.
Well, I won't take the damage.
I never sack the permanence.
I don't bother sacking permanence. If I sacrifice permanence, it's going to be something stupid like tokens or whatever. But normally I will just take the life loss unless I'm going to die. Yeah. I always do my best to try like stay alive, obviously, mm-hmm. or else it's kind of pointless. So, but that's the thing though, when it comes down to it. Another thing is tutoring. You can tutor, you can bluff by tutoring. Okay. And people are like, what? How do you do that?
Literally my face right now is like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. You need to clarify.
This is what I do. Okay. And you guys, this is probably the first time you guys will ever hear me say this, okay? Let's say there's a board state. Let's say we need a board wipe, okay? I have the board wipe in my hand, but I have a tutor. And I'm like, let's say I have a demonic tutor. I'm like, hey guys, I'm going to tutor for an answer. But instead, I tutor for a combo piece that I need, okay? I'll grab my combo piece. I'll cast the board wipe that's in my hand already.
Yeah, everyone thinks that you were the good guy that went to get the answer for everyone.
Yeah, so I wasted 2 resources. One resource to search for everything. The other resource is a board wipe. But secretly, I'm grabbing the combo piece I need to win. Okay.
So what you're saying is that I need to counter every single one of your tutors.
Most likely.
Good to
know. But that's besides the point.
Sherman, respect.
What? And or if you have that that tutor that really you can make a friend with it. Like, who wants to be my friend? What is it? I can't remember the card name, but you and other person.
Scheming Symmetry.
Yeah, Scheming Symmetry. Get to go a tutor?
Yeah.
Excellent. I made a friend.
Fun. Yeah. There's stuff like that you can politic with, but I like doing this. Like, obviously, it's not going to work with things like Mystical Tutor or Ideal Tutor and all that stuff where you have to show them what it is. So Diabolic Tutor, Demonic Tutor, things like where you do not have to show, this tends to work. So, and I do this constantly. And no one thinks anything like that besides the fact that I am literally grabbing an answer and I'm casting that spell, okay? So, but keep in mind, if you're doing this though, grab that card, put it in your hand, shuffle your hand, look at the board state before you cast it. Because people will notice that, like, hey, you tutor for something, but you cast another card in your hand. No, shuffle up your hand. So they don't know where the card is, and they're like, okay, yeah, so this was the right one. Okay, I'll cast it now. All right. It's a little underhanded, I'll admit. But once again, you're bluffing, you're trying to convince people that, hey, I am grabbing an answer for the board state right now. So, and here it is. Haha, I proved to you guys I did grab an answer. Okay, that's all people care about, is that you're proving that you do have an answer. Where you actually grabbed it or it was in your hand, they don't know.
Need to know.
They don't need to know. That is a big, big deal. Okay, so, and that's the thing about tutoring. Like, I find people don't really tutor, okay? They're always, how can I say this? It's more like when they tutor, they show their hand, basically, okay? Yeah. They show you, like, not that they have to show you, like, if they, like, use a demonic tutor. They're like, oh, I'm gonna fetch this is gonna be awesome, whatever. And everybody knows what they're grabbing, okay? And I'm just like, well, that's, you know, like, I know what you're grabbing. You're going to grab, like, a board wipe, or you're going to grab this one combo piece. I'm just going to wait it out, okay?
Yeah.
But when you're doing something like this, you're misdirecting them into thinking that it's something else, okay?
You're a friend.
Yeah, you are a friend. You're trying to answer the board. You're trying to help out the team. yada, 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 yada. Either way, you're grabbing your combo piece. You're grabbing something that no one else expects. And you're just like, heh, 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 I gotcha. Boom.
Yeah, you can always lie by dropping down. I'm going to grab this card. But with those cards, you don't have to reveal.
Yeah.
So you can kind of plant that seed of, this is what I got. But no, yeah. I don't get that.
I feel that on a deep level.
And like I said, I always do this. So, but you guys never know. Okay. Like you guys yourselves said, like, what are you talking about? What kind of bluff is this or whatever? And I'm like, well, this is what I do. Now you guys know what I do, which is now
never you have to question. Trust Sherman.
I never did.
I'm the kind of, like we mentioned before in your show, I'm the kind of person where I'm like, I see you have two blue mana up. I'm like, hey, look. Does anybody want to assist me with a spell? If you do, you get to draw extra cards. And then the moment you tap your mana.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. The moment you tap your mana, I'm like, here, you get the extra stuff. But I get to cast my own spells. I know you won't be it won't be countered anymore. And boom, I get the game. Okay. I am that kind of a jerk. I will admit it. I am a jerk. So, yeah.
You don't have to. We all know.
All right.
There are no secrets.
There are no secrets. Okay.
There are no secrets between friends.
But there's so much to do with politics, okay? And I have a very, very long example. I don't know if we really want to go into it, but it's...
Hit me with it.
Right.
So I want to know. I see my name.
Yeah. So this happened last week.
You have me intrigued.
Tell me about...
So this happened last week. This is what I mean by how I love politics. I always put politics in every game. And... you do not have to go to this extent, okay? Because the extent I go when it comes to politics is really, really crazy. And I do not expect anyone to be as crazy as I am, right? So the example I have here is that I was playing with Hope and Tyrone, and we had another person who already killed off. I don't care. So there's only three of us left, okay? Now, Tyrone has already cast Approach of the Second Sun, but he tutored for a Teferi's Moat, naming Red. Oh, he's
approaching.
Yeah. So,
oh, it's coming, boys.
Yeah. And he did
this. Yeah, he cast it and then he shuffled it. He tutored.
And he did this because we were attacking him like crazy and he had to get some sort of defense out. So he named Red. I was playing Annex and Hope was playing Panini.
What, Annex?
Atlanta Panini.
Yeah. Yeah. I was playing Atlanta.
Yeah, and I was playing Annex.
A third of your deck is red.
Atlanta Dinosaurs.
That's okay, though.
So Teferi's Moat...
most of the, like, big dinosaurs.
Yeah. So, but he did pick the right thing, okay? Teferi's Moat basically says, when it enters the battlefield, you pick a color. Creatures of that color without flying cannot attack you. I'm officially locked out.
Yep.
Okay? I have Annex. I do have flyers, but they're not on the battlefield. They're in my deck, but they're not on the battlefield. Hope has a bunch of green stuff. But if she attacks Tyrone, she knows she's going to get a backswing from me, and I could kill her off, all right? So Tyrone has basically no board state. He has a Torpor Aura, which one blocker and Teferi's Moat, okay? He casts her Approach to Second Sun, but we don't know when he'll draw it.
I also want to note that his one blocker was Joda, his commander.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
So... and then,
so not really a blocker.
What's
power and toughness?
It's like, I think matter. 2-3 or something.
2-3 or 2-4, something like that.
That's not a real blocker.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, it's the deck enabler, so you wouldn't block. Yeah. Unless you're crazy.
Yeah. A 1-1.
One. Classic.
I'll block that Lana Warrior swinging at me.
I would.
Now.
I would love to.
Buff it up, giant growth.
Oh. Now, Hope.
Buff Lana War.
Yeah.
Hope.
What is annoyed at Tyrone.
Always.
Because Tyrone has a Torpor Orb that says... enter the battlefield, triggers don't trigger.
And I had a Warstorm Surge, and I couldn't use it, and I wanted to...
yeah, so...
trying to ETB?
Yeah. Trying to ETB dinosaurs.
Yep. ETB on a mofo?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she had some creatures out, but Warstorm Surge is shut down, okay? And for me, I had a Sacrifice Outlet, Annex, and some Satyrs. Whoop-dee-dee, okay? Mm-hmm. Hope has three choices here. Either attack Tyrone, attack me, or don't attack. Yeah. Oh, great. If she attacks Tyrone, all right... it's a big risk because she knows that I could probably kill her.
Yeah, you have all the creatures on board.
Yeah.
So he's shutting her down, but you're also still ready to go.
Yeah. Okay. If she attacks me, then she might not be able to deal with Tyrone. Okay. If she doesn't attack, then we're in a stalemate.
Well, because, if he gets something off with Joda, that puts me in a bad...
yeah. So these are the... so that's the situation. This is how I politic. Okay. I need to convince Hope to attack Tyrone. That is the first thought in my mind. All right. I remind Hope that he has Cass approach her second son first, and that can happen at any time. I also tell Hope that we know Tyrone has board wipes in his deck, and he's probably searching for it.
So many board wipes.
Yeah. He's drawing 2 to 3 board cards. Board wipe
tribal.
It is basically.
It basically was. Basically board wipe it basically tribal. Was. Okay. So we know he's searching for a board wipe, and she has a bunch of big creatures. All right.
The biggest. And they're not indestructible.
Big boys.
And then
big
I remind boys. Her that right now, she is literally the only person that can kill Tyrone.
I'm the chosen one.
She is the chosen one. Okay.
Messiah.
Because my literal words were, I can't touch him. It's just the two of you now. Okay. That wording literally says that I am out of the picture. It is, the battle is between you two. I have no resources. I cannot touch the board. I cannot influence anyone.
My thought process was, kill Ty, done. The more turns that Sherman leaves me alone, it allows me to build up my board state even more, make some eggs. Yeah. And then if he wants to swing at me, eggs. That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I'll kill him.
So, and that's what...
Was I holding a finale of devastation?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No. But that's besides the point, right? So, like... At my point in time, I don't know her hand. I don't know Tyrone's hand. All I know is Tyrone is searching for a board wipe or searching for a second son. Hope is the one that has creatures that can attack. I have nothing. I can't do anything, but I technically can. I can still steal stuff with Annex, okay? Because I have a bunch of spells like Active Treason and all that stuff where I can just steal creatures
That's
and attack.
That's all your Annex deck is. Stealing, exactly. Wheeling. Dealing.
Stealing, dealing
pain.
Sacrificing, yeah. All that jazz, yada, 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 on and on and on.
Hurt my feelings. I get it. Whatever.
Yeah. So I make a deal with Hope. I'm like, Hope, okay, you attack Tyrone, okay, since I can't touch Tyrone, I'm out of the picture.
Thanks, you made
However, I will attack you with one of my satyrs every single turn.
Yeah, so I could block with an egg.
Yes, and then you can get more stuff.
I got a sick Yavimaya Elder out of that.
Yeah, oh yeah, that was so silly.
It was so painful. Same thing happened yesterday. I got a Civic Wayfinder. Legal? Is this legal? In
Keep searching.
Yeah. Keep searching. Mulligan! Yeah. Can you do a mulligan with Atlof Adin?
I say yes.
Depending upon the table.
I say we make a new... But yeah, but anyway, so because of that, that was the only reason that I like went with Sherman's deal is because he said that he would hit me with the satyr every... And I was like, I would love nothing more.
Yeah, because that...
And he can't block with satyrs. That's also... Yeah, keep, yeah like, that's true. He can't block with them. So I don't
so like, I might as well attack with them, okay? She gets a benefit. Okay, I'm still attacking with satyrs. I have an ally. She's attacking Tyrone for me because I can't attack Tyrone. And she's bringing up big creatures, of which I know I can steal. Okay, so this is literally what goes through my mind and what the process is, but not on my turn. I'm thinking about this stuff on other people's turns. Okay, this is like if you ask anyone, I tend to play very very fast. Okay, and that's because I plan things out on other people's turns and. If I were to plan this out on my turn, I would be sitting there.
You look like a schemer.
Yeah, I would look like a schemer.
I'd be like, okay, why did it take you so long to do nothing?
Yeah, it's like you're sitting there for 10 minutes thinking, going, I wonder, if I do this, you know, counting mana, looking at my hand, people know I'm scheming, okay? That hurts me. Politically speaking, that hurts me because people know I'm trying to come up with something, all right? If I plan all this out on everyone else's turn... And I play fast. It seems like I already know what I'm doing. I know what I want to do. But I'm not scheming at all. I'm just trying to throw out answers and try to like build a board state or something like that. People don't think beyond that. So, and that's one of the key things.
Do you want to hear mine and Daniel's bargaining or politicking?
Yeah, hell, go ahead.
Buff my creatures. I'll give you the $5 from the guy that I kill.
That is true.
Oh, that's what
that
true.
We made someone so angry.
So
you know what? That's still playing group hug.
I was playing group hug. What am I going to do?
There was no other answer.
That's part of it, though.
During a full board lock.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
That's part of it though. Like that's still it. Like literally, you could say, "I'll buy you a booster pack."
We win together.
It's no different.
But. So
yes, master.
We gotta start.
We gotta tell everyone. Like,
why
this came up.
I want to show up to the next one in like jerseys and just be like, "No, we're partial. We're impartial."
So
I've never met these people. Hey, that's a pretty cool shirt you have.
Oh boy! So for everyone that's listening, so our LGS, they have this giant commander event.
So much
super
fun.
Fun event.
So fun, so cool.
Super fun. So you can have...
You could join us then.
I played one.
I honestly think that... Yeah. I don't play
Magic in the morning. We all know that.
I think that you don't do anything in the morning except
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
And you're not even happy doing this?
Nope. I'm going to go have a nap.
I was going to say, I honestly think that Adrian should like start posting kind of some of the results of it and everything yeah. just... And that game format, it's something he played a long time ago and adapted for right? Commander.
So let's describe it, the format to everyone. So,
no. We're saving that. That's a whole other thing. It's very, very fun. I want to do a whole episode on ways to do Commander as a fun competitive because Commander's not really a competitive format. And this is fun enough to still be Commander and competitive enough to still be an exciting event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I concur. See?
But once again,
it is a secret.
Yeah.
New episode coming soon.
You guys have to keep.
But like when, like it's just the way you guys politic though. Like that is another way. Like it's if it's outside a game, people might not like it. But at the same time,
I don't like
it
politics.
Works.
I don't like politics inside the game. What's the difference? That's how I feel. Yeah. It's like you don't have to like it. Not what it's.
I'm a board wipe. You will not get a ride home.
Yeah. Literally, I said that yesterday.
I swung at someone before just so I can have a single chip from them once.
I cast damnation. I hope you like the train.
I literally said that to your brother last night. It's like, well, it seems like he's walking home.
So, but that's one of the things. Politics is a huge, huge deal in Commander, okay? Yes.
Whether you like it or not. Yeah. Oh my God, Jinx.
There is, there's no way around it. It generally is just going to be something that comes up. Some people like it more than others. Some people, as I frequently say, do not negotiate with terrorists.
Sherman.
Here's the thing. Like, terrorists. I joke quite a lot and say that I don't negotiate, but like I really do. But I mean, like within reason. Like there are some things that like you can tell me that.
See,
like,
did you hear that? But lies.
You can look at me and like say that you want to do something, and I'll just look at you stone face. I'm going to kill you. Like I don't care what you have to offer.
Mine's a threat of force. It's my CEDH decks, and I just sit and stroke that archive. Are you sure you want to do that this game, my friend,
Mr. Bond?
But like, regardless of who you are, okay, everyone does some sort of politics.
Totally.
Okay, whether you know it or not, you actually are.
Hey, begging is politics.
Yeah.
Please don't
attack me, okay?
Or, I'm but a meager man with one forest.
Yeah, or even when you say, like, who should I attack?
Yeah.
Okay, and people are sort of like, saying, like, not it, you know, it's like, well, you know, and like let's roll the die, okay?
That's still technically,
I don't like
that. Coward's veto.
I don't like that because they're like, okay, don't like, you blame the die. But at the same time, though, it's still
a political thing. I want to see accountability.
Yeah.
I don't want any level of rest. Just with.
Yeah, I want to know someone's coming at me.
You were saying you loved the chaos yesterday.
No, not, I love chaos.
But not for someone's actions.
But yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if somebody rolls and they're like, I did 3 to you because it rolled that way. I'm like, well, I'm still taking it to attack me. So.
Yeah, that's how I take it.
Too. Yeah,
that is a declaration of war.
Yeah, for me, you're not winning any favor by doing an annoying effect or something at random. I'm just like, well, I'm going to kill you. Just, if you're going to do it, do it.
So if I have Ruhan and it attacks you because I rolled a die, because it's random, you're perfectly fine with that, right?
That one, random, that's fine. If it has to be random that way.
That one, or like...
But like, if... Or like yesterday, I was playing...
Yeah, that
was right. Yeah, Territorial Hellkite. And at combat, if you have to random... That it didn't attack the turn prior, and it has to attack that one.
Yeah,
it's
that's...
random
choice. Yeah, and see, that's fair. But like I said, different. Like, it's just...
But if I had a full board state of creatures, and I'm like, I don't want to talk.
The most common thing you see is on like a turn two of the game, someone dropped a turn one and they're like, well, I'll roll for 2 damage. And I'm like,
pick someone.
Coward.
For that,
swing at me.
When I see that,
do
I'm
it.
Just like,
do
okay,
it.
Okay, who
look
has,
at me, Hector.
Besides me, who else has a board state that's decent or big or whatever? Just attack that person. Okay,
who has
cares?
No board state? Yeah. That's who I'm attacking.
Attack that person.
Me, 3 out of 4 games yesterday.
It's not my fault you didn't have creatures, homie.
Yeah, it's bad.
If you got no blockers, that means you're an
Gotta get that chip damage in, okay? Chip damage is another political thing when you think about it, okay? Because you're attacking a person, you're bringing them down, all right? But you're like, that's why, like, I personally like to spread the love. I like attacking everyone equally when I can. So
equality for
me,
for all.
It totally depends on the game. Like, for the most part, if I'm playing like a 4-man, I'll usually spread the love a little bit, but like sometimes I'm just like, you know what, I'm like, this person needs to die. Like,
yeah, I mean, you just target that one person or anything,
just thumbs down them.
Yeah, no
just
no.
Like,
you don't get
there's
to play
a certain
today.
Person that always has my target now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
sometimes
always
it happens.
I think they have now.
I think that is one other thing to talk about. Politics is a fun part of the game, but you have to understand as well that your politics, the way you personally decide to play, can make you targeted by someone for a long time.
Yeah.
If you're a spike player and you like to go after someone who's having just the bad game and stuff, and it's a consistent thing, or you don't like the style of card someone plays, so you always go after them, people remember it. And like when you play or do salty things, even if it's your politics, even if your politics is all out aggression and war on one person, they often don't forget it. So
see these scars.
Yeah. Yeah. So the thing is, like, when I politic, like, you guys see how I politic, okay?
Greasily.
But you guys don't care normally, because another thing when it comes to politics, okay, people don't remember how I politic because I try to always be nice no matter what. If something bad happens to me, I don't care. I'll laugh about
it.
I'll promote that.
I've said that before about you.
Yeah.
Behind your back. is that one thing that I really like about playing Magic with you, it doesn't matter whether or not you got board wiped in a row, like after four board states, you know what I mean? Once you finally rebuild,
it's
you
like
get wiped again.
Annex for like 19.
I've never seen you like vocally get salty. Like you might be annoyed on the inside or whatever. I don't know.
He's
but
not
like,
pulling a Brian.
Brian. But I've never seen you let it affect you, because at the end of the day, like, it's a game.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like we've all been there. But I really appreciate that about your style.
No, and that's like I thank you for that. And that's the thing though, okay? The only reason why I can politics so well when it comes to this stuff is because I am generally very nice when it comes to things. I don't care that you wipe my stuff, you target me constantly.
Yeah.
Because it's part of the game. A second thing is, when someone needs to target things, I will be honest with the threat assessment. I'll be like, this one should go, or this thing on my board state should go. It is technically the best, okay? Because I'm building that trust.
You get it. Yeah.
Not me. I never
totally
point
different.
My own
I
thing
agree
out as
with
a threat.
That. You are totally different.
But I think,
you are the threat.
But I think that that's one of the things about like our dynamic as like is that you play, is that like you play in such a way. Daniel plays in a much more aggressive way. I play like
that is another reason I enjoy
the flavor off the cards.
I enjoy like a lot of the dynamic of how we all play, because it is very very different play styles. You're not getting four people with the same opinion and the same play style.
No.
If you sat down and played four different games and one of us are in each of the games, you're playing wildly different EDH games.
Oh, it's so true. It's so true. So, and that's a thing.
Angry,
like,
aggressive.
Yeah, Brian.
Brian, angry. Me, aggressive. Daniel, tyrannical.
Dictatorship.
Sure. Dictatorship. Yeah.
Do as I say or you are dead.
Gotta overthrow the dictator. Come on.
It's not wrong.
But
Sherman, Jank, Brian, enchantments, hope, dragons, me dual lands. You're in mono color. This is mono white.
It's true. I do like my jank stuff.
And we all politic different too.
Totally.
We do. Everyone will politic differently. Everyone has their secret deck
tacks
or politic decks. No, but Daniel's politics is
I have the same level of response when I have no creatures or 600 Saprolines.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I'll board wipe you. Yeah, I'm only going to lose one creature and I'll still be like, I will kill you.
Yeah. That is Daniel's politics, okay?
Yeah.
You touched my stuff, I will kill you. I will harm you.
If people interact with me, I'm just like an angry bear sitting at the side of the table. You know, you come to my cave.
He's nothing if not consistent.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know exactly what you're getting into when you play.
Necrosar, I'll take one damage. I'll fireball you for 400.
Yeah.
Boule de feu.
But that's the thing, like I will always... Like you, like when we play, you say that to me, and I'm like, I don't care. I'm just gonna go in anyway.
Yeah. I do tell Sherman all the time, I'll kill you if you do that. Okay, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, I don't care. I will.
He
call
really out. Doesn't negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah, I'll do it anyways. I don't care if it's like, cause like as long as I'm not getting last place, I'm like,
my nation will not be threatened in this manner.
I will not be taken hostage like this. So you know, like it's something that like you do. That is your politics. Hope. You like, you know, you have big things. So once again, you don't really like negotiate. You're just like, nah. Or
Hope's,
you know,
Hope's just trying to play big things.
Yeah.
Well, but there is a level of like, okay, I won't attack you.
Yeah.
Like, I'll attack someone. Because like I do almost always have like a threat on them.
Yeah. And it's a
kind
big
of my MO.
It's a big threat. Like, you guys don't understand.
If a game hits turn five, Hope has a large creature out.
Oh, yeah.
It's already buffed up.
Yeah, it's either super equipped with, like, swords, or dragons, or it's Kalia, or it's Marin has six counters.
Three costs.
Excuse me, you've two costs.
Two costs thing with, like, eight.
Or it's Boros Angels, Gisela.
Well, because I had the Hammer of Nizan, so I was able to just, like, automatically just equip all of my stuff. Yeah. And then I dropped a stone.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. I'm so glad I'm not in that game.
But I was playing a Feast
and
mainline.
I won.
But I was, yeah. Let's say
thanks to Connor.
Me dying was my win. I wanted so badly to die in that game. But like, it was a Fleece mainline.
That Liliana
ult
is just
played.
The
yeah,
worst.
It was Liliana Dreadhorde General.
It's the worst ult. One permanent of each type.
Really nasty.
Such
and
a
then didn't
card.
He die anyways?
He died that turn.
The next turn.
Yeah. Oh. Then we just had, then came in the chip damage where we're doing
back
like,
and forth.
I love chips, but not like
oh, no,
this.
That wasn't that game because that was my.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, too. No, I won with the cats.
Yep, yes, you did.
Cat City.
I should rebuild my cat deck. I like cat.
Hope got the secret lair Arabo, and there's no way she's not going to flex it.
Oh, I'm going to play it all day, every day. I never like bring tokens out with me, but I bring those so much.
Slap
so
them on
shocked.
The board.
Anyways,
I think that's all the time. I think we probably went over time.
Yeah. No, we're still at a good spot. No, but yeah, everyone, no how do you politics? Is there things you like to do more, things you hate?
Tips or tricks?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a lot of tips.
Yeah.
And a lot of tricks.
Teach Brian how to not get targeted.
Yeah.
I need all the help you can give
me. Number one, stop playing Mogus.
Yeah, stop playing Mogus. Stop playing Nekusar.
Yeah, second, stop playing Nekusar.
I was going to say stop playing Nekusar, yeah.
Third, learn to play Flash more.
So,
learn what group hug is. Reference our
okay,
podcast.
Okay, his group hug is better, I'll admit. It is
there's
a lot
no
better
attacks.
I know, but here's the thing. It's like you started
there.
Off so aggressively that I'll never forget. So.
I'm playing my sacrifice opponent's creatures tribal. Why don't they like it? Every time I drop Grave Pact, everyone attacks me. What am I doing wrong? Every time I drop Grave Pact, everyone attacks me. What am I doing wrong?
I have a Grave Pact. I mean, they got rid of the Butcher.
Yeah. Or here's a Dictate of Erebos. Like, I don't understand. They keep on going after me still.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
All right. Catch you later. Oh, and before we say that.
Don't forget to check us out on Instagram and Facebook. And if you want, jump into.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, I totally forgot to say that stuff.
You're welcome.
But, yeah, thank you.
All right, bye, guys.
All right, catch
have a
you
good
later.
One.